Three people died of suspected acute carbon monoxide poisoning and two others were hospitalized Saturday after being found at the Faster Horses Country Music Festival in Brooklyn, Michigan. Police are investigating a generator that was located near the travel trailer. Brooklyn, Michigan is about 80 miles west of Detroit. Some Texas lawmakers that ran away from their job because of legislation they didn't like have now contracted the coronavirus after fleeing to Washington, D.C. Dan Naraki explains.
Two more Democratic members of the Texas House have tested positive for COVID-19. That brings the total number of cases up to five among the group of lawmakers who left Texas last week in order to stop a vote on a controversial election reform bill. The Texas House Democratic Caucus said in a statement that the two members who tested positive were fully vaccinated and that all five are either asymptomatic or experiencing mild symptoms. The group had received backlash for a photo of them on a private jet to Washington, D.C., where no one aboard the plane was wearing a mask. From the USA Radio News Ohio Bureau, I'm Dan Naraki.
You're listening to USA Radio News.
I'm hungry. What's this?
Beans again.
Did somebody say hungry? Pistol Feeds Jerky at PistolFeedsJerky.com. A herd of delicious flavors. Spring, Bronco Busting Hunger. Lasso up your order at PistolFeedsJerky.com.
Thanks, Pistol Pete.
I made it myself. PistolFeedsJerky.com. Tell them Pete sent you.
PistolPete'sJerky.com is the official beef jerky of the Chosen Generation Radio Show. When you place your order, you'll receive two free U.S. Constitutions and a U.S. flag sticker. One Constitution for you to read cover to cover and the second to pass on to your friends, family, or loved ones. Go to PistolPete'sJerky.com and use discount code CGR to get an additional 10% off. PistolPete'sJerky.com and place your order today.
Over 80 fires out west continue to burn. Jeremy Scott from the Oregon USA Radio News Bureau takes a look at the big fire.
The Bootleg Fire, burning in southern Oregon, is the largest wildfire in the U.S. It's just north of the California border and has scorched more than 476 square miles, an area about the size of Los Angeles. The fire has burned at least 67 homes and 100 outbuildings. Thousands more are threatened. Containment of the fire now at 22%, one of dozens of major wildfires burning across the West. Forecasters warning of dangerous fire weather through Monday in California and southern Oregon.
Major Tokyo Olympic sponsor Toyota will drop all of its TV advertisements in Japan as criticism in Japan over the games taking place during the surge in COVID-19 cases. Toyota's chief executive officer said on Monday he would not be attending the opening ceremony and that its advertising campaign in Japan has been withdrawn. USA Radio News.
Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, and I want to tell you that arthritis is not a genetic thing. It's not a disease of aging. Neither is osteoporosis. Get a hold of my book. It's All in Your Head. It goes into the 25 different diseases you get when you have osteoporosis of the skull. These are all reversible. You take the Healthy Bone and Joint Pack, the MSM, vitamin D3, stay away from all the bad foods, including gluten, and guess what? You'll regrow all your bones, including your skull and your legs and your hips and everything else. Contact us at usaradiohealth.com. That's usaradiohealth.com.
The 5th Austrian World Summit, one of the biggest environmental and climate summits in the world, was all about healthy planet, healthy people. The conference earlier this month also discussed America's re-entry into the Paris Agreement. Former Hollywood A-lister and Governor Arnold Schwarzenegger spoke about terminating pollution and that climate change is not the doom and gloom activists are trying to sell the world.
I hear environmentalists talking about the existential threat of climate change. The existential threat. We are going to be eliminated. And what does the public hear? The icebergs are melting. The rainforests are burning. The coral reefs are dying. The polar bears are starving. Our cities will be flooded. And our farms will dry up. And our coastlines will be wiped out. And there will be famine and starvation. And people will be fleeing the heat and the rising water. And there will be wars. And by the way, don't use fossil fuels. Don't use plastic. Don't eat meat. Is it any wonder that people are confused and tuned out? This movie doesn't have a storyline except constant alarm, which cannot be sustained.
Every speaker brought a climate story, ranging from politics, business, finance, science, activism, and innovation, encouraging positive communication. I'm Lance Pry. This is USA Radio News.